Hello and welcome. Today I want to touch upon anxiety. Anxiety has affected me for many years, and at this time in my life, the anxiety is at quite a high level, to the point where it affects many different areas of my life. Something as simple as making a small decision, whether to go outside or to do a certain activity, even that can bring anxiety. Something as simple as deciding what to eat or drink or what clothes to wear. And of course, for me, it affects big things such as a decision of where to live, and even the process of going through steps of finding a place to live and dealing with the barriers as well. Today I had a great deal of anxiety well up inside of me. And the anxiety that was slowly building overnight and greeted me in the morning was about me visiting the doctor's surgery. As many of you know, at the present moment, I am currently receiving financial aid because of my depression and anxiety. So I am currently in the UK, we refer to that as benefits or employment support allowance, or its various names. But because of my health and my inability to work at the moment, I'm currently going through what I can only describe as an arduous process of getting some help and support at this time in my life. So I was going to the doctor's surgery to get a what we call a fit note. It's almost like the doctor signing off for time for you to recover. And as part of this benefits process, they require this at all times. So any time you are awaiting an assessment to see if you're able to permanently receive help, they need some sort of note from your doctor to say, yes, this person is unable to work, and so on, without going too much into boring benefit stuff. I had an awful lot of anxiety to see the doctor, and much of the anxiety is unexplainable. And for those of you listening who suffer anxiety, perhaps you can relate to this as well. Because somebody could ask me, what are you anxious about? And I can simply say, I'm anxious about going to the doctor. I'm anxious about asking the doctor for help, asking for a fit note, and anxious about whether he will believe me, whether he or she will believe me. But that doesn't complete the full picture. There are many more anxieties in my head that can't be verbalized. Some are minute, some are anxieties are moving so quickly, it's almost hard to grasp it and put a label on it. Oh, I'm anxious because of this thing. So, one thing I would like to share is don't feel as if you have to perfectly explain all of your anxiety. What I often do myself is, if somebody wants to know what am I anxious about, or if there is a need for me to explain, then often I refer to the overall anxiety. If there's a specific reason, such as visiting the doctor. But I would also often say there are many anxieties that I just can't explain at this moment, and that's fine to say. Often people want a detailed explanation. People may want a full explanation so they can understand every single facet of your anxiety fully. But unfortunately, for those of you who are going through anxiety or even depression, it's often extremely difficult to explain how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. And I find in myself, I put an awful lot of pressure to try and explain. Because often I feel if I give a partial explanation, sometimes I think, do they not, perhaps it comes across as I'm making more of a big deal out of this than it really is. And often it can play games with you as well. You may think, I'm anxious about going outside, but really it's more than that. It can be a lot more than that. And often entering a conversation with somebody, a lengthy conversation of, can you elaborate on that? Or it can be very stressful. So I went to the doctor's surgery today, and it's a new doctor's surgery because I'm newly registering at my current location. I hadn't yet switched my surgery from when I was living at home with family. And fortunately, I have to go through some more paperwork, or I have to wait for paperwork to be processed, which is a word I don't often understand fully. When they mention process, how long does that take? A few days or a week? So I'm currently almost in limbo. I'm waiting for something to happen, and I'm obviously worried about ensuring I get my fit note submitted on time, so there is no delays on me receiving any financial help. And my intention for this audio was actually to perhaps try and help others who are going through anxiety as well, and to perhaps, instead of just simply giving fixes for anxiety, or fixes is not the right word, perhaps some tips to get anxiety relief, I thought I'd also share the anxiety I'm feeling as well. So sometimes that can help, knowing that others are going through what you are as well. And as I sit here recording and speaking, I still feel this anxiety running through me. It's still, my body still hasn't recovered. And what I wanted to mention was that if you are feeling anxious right now, to the point where thoughts are simply running wild in your head, and it's hard to almost get stable. It's hard to be present, to be still. There isn't room for spaciousness. There isn't room to be present. One thing I would like to suggest is not to fight thoughts going through you, and not to force being present. If you're not able to be present right now, that's okay. Often we have high expectations when we have an experience of being present, or a moment of complete stillness where there's just simply peace enveloping you. But there will be times when it may be too much to be present, where perhaps trying to be present may make things worse. So that's what I have done today. During all of this anxiety, I have not once tried to be present, tried to be still. Because from my previous experience, I know this will make things worse. And often, when you are in this state of anxiety, one of the best things suggested, and what Muji has suggested, is to leave it alone. Don't touch it. Let the thoughts go around in your head. If you're able to, watch the thoughts in your head. And don't watch the thoughts with an expectation, okay, I'm going to watch the thoughts, and then what? What do I do after that? Don't make it a process or a method, or because often that will turn, in my own experience, that turns against me. So if I'm feeling really anxious, I think, okay, let's take some steps to be present. Okay, I'm going to watch my thoughts. Okay, I'm going to feel my body. Okay, nothing's happening. What's going on? Okay, perhaps I'm not watching correctly, or perhaps I'm not using my body correctly. And then thoughts may come saying, see, you can't even do that right. You've been meditating, doing this practice for months, for maybe years, and look, it's not helping you. See, what the mind does, the mind, once you are in a painful state, the mind is looking for other things to feed that. Because by being in a painful state, it's feeding your ego, the sense of I. Because the reason we tell stories every day, you know, you get home from work, you would never believe the day I had. You know, this happened to me, that happened to me. It's all strengthening the ego. And this is what the ego wants. This is the only way the ego survives, is by stories and by identification with the mind and body. So when the ego is in full force, when there is this storm of anxiety, and that's all you can see is just these thoughts, just simply stay watching. Sometimes even watching may be too painful, and that's okay as well. If watching is too painful, perhaps you can simply breathe. Breathe with no expectation. You're not breathing to limit the thoughts. You are simply breathing to give yourself relief. Thoughts may continue. Even after the breathing, thoughts may continue, but you are creating some space. You are not trying to change your thoughts or trying to get rid of your thoughts. You are simply saying, okay, Thoughts are going along in my mind, they're running, racing in my mind. Okay, while those continue to race, I'm going to get some relief over here. And perhaps that relief can be by watching your thoughts. That relief can come by breathing, taking deep breaths, and even counting as you breathe in, counting as you breathe out. Follow the breath in and follow the breath out. See, the one thing for me that makes it worse is when I try and stop my anxiety. And even having the expectation, I shouldn't be anxious right now. Why am I anxious right now? Why do I have to be anxious in this moment? I don't want to be anxious. And often, even having the expectation that we shouldn't be anxious, that provides more pain, because you're almost pushing up against something, you're resisting something. There was a video I watched by Eckhart Tolle, and I believe he was quoting another, I'm not sure if she is a spiritual teacher, maybe she is, I think her name is Katie Byron. I'll have to look up the name, I think I've got that wrong, but he talked about where she used to visit people who are in hospital and they are in extreme situations. So, for example, this lady went into a room where this woman laid on her bed and she had her leg amputated. So she was laying on her bed and she was staring at the amputated leg, and you could see the crying, the physical pain on her face. And the lady went up to her and said, I'm completely butchering this quote because this story is so much better than I'm conveying right now. But she said to the woman that one of the problems you have is not that you don't have a leg. One of the problems that you have is that you have an expectation that you should have two legs. And inside of that expectation is lots of pain, because you're resisting something. I should have two legs. I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't be depressed. Why do I have to be depressed? You are resisting. And one thing Muji shared, so you're in this anxious storm, and if you're able to get some relief, don't stop there. This is what Muji says. Because there is a question you can ask. I apologize. I it seems like I'm not being quite linear with my explanation here. So apologies if any of you guys are confused or not quite following along with what I'm saying at the moment, but let's take it from the top. So you're feeling really anxious right now, and perhaps you can, if you are feeling depressed, you can use this same example. So thoughts are racing, maybe your heart's racing, your body is tense, you're feeling there may be a certain life situation that's perpetuating this anxiety, or there may be no life situation that's perpetuating this anxiety. You may just simply be anxious. One question that perhaps you can ask yourself is, who is anxious in this moment? and to not give this question to your mind, because the mind has got the hand on the buzzer. It knows it's got an answer for everything. Everything you give to the mind is going to come back with a negative answer. It's going to say, well, you're anxious, and it's going to go into a story, and perhaps that may sweep you away again, and you may be lost in thoughts. Instead, give this question to your awareness. And even look for this person, okay? Where's this anxious person? And it may seem a bit strange at first, but stick with it. Or who is this depressed person? And just simply be aware that your mind has not come in to this question and answering it. Just simply, if you're able to, remain in awareness and continue asking this question. Okay, who is anxious here? Where is this anxious person? Where is this depressed person in this moment? And it's important to answer this from in this moment, because by adding time, when you ask this question of where's this anxious person, well, he's here, he's been anxious all day, you know, I've had to do this, and that means you've given it to the mind. The mind has come in. As soon as time enters the equation, past and future, that just simply means the mind has taken over and is now talking. But by remaining in the now, who is anxious in this moment? Thoughts are racing, your heart may be racing, but where is this anxious person? If for the time being, asking these questions brings more pain, then drop it completely. Again, my intention here is not to give you a one-stop shop of getting rid of your anxiety. It's something deeper than that. Because this anxiety is going to return over and over. This depression is going to return over and over. And it's often not about just curing the symptoms of anxiety. Yes, by doing breathing can give you relief, but it may not get to the root of anxiety. Because for anxiety to happen often, there needs to be a me. Somebody needs to be anxious. And because we've had life conditioning all of our lives, we've conditioned ourselves to have a little me inside of us that has a name, memories, thoughts, likes, dislikes. This conditioning is so deeply rooted that by asking the question, who is anxious, you're pulling at the roots. You are not simply just curing a symptom or giving relief to a symptom. For some reason, I have a feeling that this audio has not come out as I've wanted. It almost feels like there's been a lot of jumbled up explanations. So if that is the case, I really do apologize, because my intention was to really try and be of service to you and to really assist in people going through anxiety at the moment. And I'm not sure if I've helped in that way. So by all means, whenever you're feeling anxious or whenever you are feeling depressed, do something to follow advice and tips that you may read to give yourself relief by going for a walk, phoning a friend, doing some breathing meditations, but also consider the root of that depression, the root of that anxiety, by asking that question: who is anxious right now? Who is depressed in this moment? So that perhaps can be a question you take with you and something that you can almost keep in your toolbox whenever anxiety arises within you, or depression, or even anger, or any, I know we're talking about deep, complex feelings, emotions and mind patterns when it comes to depression and anxiety, but even if there's a flash of anger over something small, you can even ask the question then, who is angry in this moment? And go through that process. And if you have an answer for these questions, then you haven't found the real answer. The true answer to the questions of who is anxious and who is depressed, the true answer is stillness. Because if you look from a place of awareness, where is this person that is depressed? The only thing will arise will be stillness. And I'm giving you that answer, but don't almost take that answer as a belief. The way this medicine works is going through actually being in awareness, actually asking this a question in awareness, and actually doing this the self-inquiry. Because often if you give this to the mind, you may say, okay, I'm anxious, but there's no real me, you know, there's only stillness, and it will try and skip steps, and the only thing the mind can understand is concepts. It can't understand stillness. So just be mindful that if you find yourself going through this process, that you are doing it from a place of awareness. You're not simply just going through the steps for the sake of going through them. And perhaps if there are any self-help books you are reading in regards to anxiety, perhaps read them with awareness. Follow the advice and tips for anxiety or depression with awareness. Don't simply just give it to your mind to accumulate and to store away. Just checking the time, and I realised I've been talking for almost half an hour, and I'm fearing I haven't made much sense, or I have been jumping about a bit with my explanation. So please, again, forgive me if that has been the case. I'm also learning as I record these audios, and even learning to try and convey information clearly, and that's something I will practice and hopefully improve upon as well. And I think this audio seems to be a little bit of everything. A bit of journal in here, some bits of advice thrown in, some experiences. It seems to be a bit of a mix of different things. But just to quickly conclude for myself, this evening I did some writing to help with my anxiety. And when I say my anxiety, I don't mean that as something that is part of me, because that's something to be aware of as well. We may not be, words can be quite powerful. So by saying my anxiety, I'm saying it in awareness. So I'm aware that the anxiety is not me and part of my identity. It's just simply symptoms I'm feeling in this moment, symptoms that are in my mind in this moment. So I'll be doing some writing which will help distract me from my thoughts. And I can bring some awareness, some stillness to it as well by being creative. And perhaps that's something you can do also. If there is a time where you can create a list of things you can do when you feel anxious, that may be helpful for the next time. Because often when you are in the middle of feeling anxious, it can be quite difficult to think clearly. I was going to make a joke about myself then. I was just going to say, just look at this audio. Lots of unclear thoughts and lots of jumbled up things, but on a serious note, when you are feeling anxious or feeling deeply depressed, it is very difficult to almost step out of that to think, okay, what can I do to help myself right now? Because often asking your mind that, it will may give you a negative response. You can't do anything to help you right now. You just have to suffer. It may say something like that. So whenever you return to a place of, or whenever this anxiety lifts or this depression lifts, perhaps that's something you can also do. And if there's anything you do right now to help your anxiety or depression, perhaps take a note of it if it's effective. For example, I have a sketchbook and I just simply colour in the pages with different pencils, different colours. And for me, that's very calming. So on my phone, I've got a little section in my notes that says well-being. So if I'm going through a tough time, I just simply go to that list called well-being, and there is a bulleted list of activities for me to do that will help. So I think it's a good time to end this audio, because I feel as if I'm still not conveying myself clearly. And this may well be the anxiety I'm feeling right now. It may be a bit worse than I realise. So perhaps recording now may not have been the most sensible thing to do. I do feel it has, has affected this episode. So maybe it's a good thing as well. Maybe there is something in here that may help you, may help somebody. So that's a positive as well. But maybe that's a note for me in the future to if I am to record and I'm not feeling all too great mentally, if I'm feeling a bit anxious, then perhaps it may be best for me to stick to a simple structure that may help, but again, there is no blame, there is no I should have done this. I mention a lot about allowing. I may not be happy with this episode recorded, but I'm simply allowing it. It is what it is. What can you do? And there's no person inside of me, no ego that at this moment saying that, oh, this is not up to my usual standard or nothing like that. I'm going to simply upload this as I usually do. And if anything in it has been of help to you, then I'm simply eternally grateful for that. Maybe I've made you laugh with with my confused explanations I've given you today, perhaps, or put a smile on your face. Then that's been worth it. Okay. I think the hardest thing about this audio is knowing what to call it. I'm not sure. It feels like I've spoken about a few different things, and we shall see. Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today. If you have made it to the end, then I thank you. Again, if you have the urge to support this podcast and myself, there are some links below in the description. You can leave a review is often a common way to help other people locate this podcast. And if you have already left a review, then thank you so much. That it's greatly appreciated. And of course, there's my Patreon page as well. If you have the urge to contribute to this podcast. And I will leave you with that. Thank you again for joining me. And as always, I wish you well in this moment. And if you've played this episode today because you are struggling, then I simply commend you on that as well, that you are doing something to help yourself. And this is a type of self-care that you've given yourself in this moment. So I'd just like to acknowledge that as well. And perhaps that's something you can acknowledge for yourself as well. Okay, take care, and I will speak to you again very soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.